Module 3, Video 5. Now let's look at how to treat SIBO from an herbal perspective. So the number one product we like to treat SIBO from an herbal perspective is berberine. Berberine has been well researched for its antibacterial, antifungal. It also improves intestinal permeability. And then we also get the added benefit of it reduces insulin resistance and improves blood sugar, which is just a bonus for the treatment. But the main purpose is that it's very antibacterial and antifungal, and it will improve and heal, help to heal at least, any intestinal permeability that the SIBO caused. So an option for this is berbamycin by Zymogen, using 3 caps 3 times a day or 3 or 5 caps BID. So we're going to want somewhere close to around 1,500 milligrams 3 times a day for the treatment of SIBO. Oil of oregano is another great option. It's antibacterial, antifungal. We can use candecidyl, which is Zymogen's oil of oregano, with a couple other oils such as thyme in it. And for candecidyl, we can use 1 to 2 caps 3 times a day or 2 to 3 caps twice a day away from meals, or with food. Now, it's important with candecidyl to start with a very low dose, because some people can have some nausea with a dose this high. With food can sometimes prevent some of that from occurring, but if people are able to take this product away from meals 30 minutes before, 2 hours after, that's preferable. So berbamycin and candecidyl can be used together for any of the types of SIBO. So for Hygin, hydrogen sulfide, or methane types, they will also address small intestinal fungal overgrowth. For very advanced and tricky cases of SIBO, we actually find that we add some Chinese herbs into our treatment protocol. We find that Chinese herbs are very interesting in their formulations, because they have herbs, for example, that are guiding herbs that will drive the other herbs to the small intestine. So they look at herbs, Chinese medicine looks at herbs in a slightly different perspective. And we do find that Chinese herb prescribing can be really, really effective for some of the advanced types of SIBO. And again, this is something we go through more thoroughly in our advanced course. Another great thing about berbamycin and candecidyl is that they also address small intestinal fungal overgrowth. That's really wonderful, because as we've mentioned, SIBO and SIFO often occur together. So if tolerated, we can add probiotics. Now, oftentimes probiotics are not well tolerated for people in the beginning with SIBO. So if they can tolerate, we can do a super high probiotic, such as the ProBioMax 350 DF from Zymogen, doing 1 stick per day for 15 days. So we need to be a little bit cautious about this in the beginning, because of some people not tolerating these very well. And sometimes once we get people through the bulk of SIBO treatment, then they can tolerate higher doses of this. So other options are ProBioMax DF. The ProBioMax DF also has some Saccharomyces boulardii, which is a great treatment for small intestinal fungal overgrowth, and is also a great treatment for diarrhea, and it also helps to raise low secretory IgA. And another option as far as a lower dose probiotic is just the ProBioMax DF. It's not the ProBioMax 350. The 350 is the really high probiotic dose from Zymogen. So if they can tolerate this, do the ProBioMax 350 DF. If they do tolerate that, do that product for 15 days and then follow that with 1 bottle of either the ProBioMax Plus DF or the ProBioMax DF. The ProBioMax Plus, like I said, is really if there's SIFO or diarrhea or a low secretory IgA that you might have found through a salivary or stool culture. If you feel like somebody is very sensitive to probiotics, and way of telling this would be ask them how they feel after eating fermented food. See if they've tried any kombucha or tempeh or sauerkraut or kefir, anything like kimchi, anything like that. See if they've tried any of that and see how they feel when they eat that type of food. And if they feel worse, if it's causing them to bloat, they probably are somebody that needs to go very, very slow with the induction of probiotics. If not, if they seem to be tolerating that well, we can go ahead and do something strong like the ProBiomax 350DF, which will be a great treatment also for preventing SIBO in the future. And this is a good, the probiotic treatment works well for all types of SIBO. Now, if it's methane type, it's the one time we're going to add an additional supplement. So we want to add that, do all the same supplements and dosing as hydrogen type, plus the garlic to reduce the methane. So with the garlic needs to be fairly high dose to be effective. We can do Garlic X from Zymogen, 2 to 4 caps, 3 times a day, or 3 to 6 caps twice a day. So this is really important. It does, the treatment for methane type SIBO just does not work near as well without this garlic. It's really the garlic that disrupts the methanogens that actually are causing that methane type SIBO. We also see that a particular type of lactobacillus, Lactobacillus plantarum, at very high doses, about 30 billion CFU per day, also can help reduce methane levels. So this is another thing that we may see that some people have a hard time tolerating, but a lot of people will tolerate it really well. So definitely consider adding a high dose of Lactobacillus plantarum. Another thing we see in research is that high methane type SIBO in clients with many other symptoms that have been persistent for years may be associated with Lyme disease. So we know for sure that Lyme, that Borrelia can, as a neurotoxin, can actually cause inflammation to the vagal nerve. Obviously, the vagal nerve, as we said before, just goes to the migrating motor complex of the stomach and not the small intestine. But it's certainly possible that other nerves, such as the migrating motor complex, could be irritated by Lyme as well. And that just is not found yet. But definitely consider if somebody has high methane and nothing is working and there's a lot of other symptoms and it could be Lyme disease, we need to consider that Lyme is a possibility as well. As always, we want to get the colon moving. As we're treating SIBO, the toxins, which are the lipopolysaccharides, are going to be released in higher doses. And that's important that we get those toxins out. So keeping the colon moving is super, super important. So with methane type, where there tends to be more constipation, there may be a little bit of time, a little bit of lag with the start of treatment before the constipation goes away. So if you're seeing that, dosing 1 to 2 caps of the Colonex at night can help with regularity. I would definitely start with 1 cap to see how they tolerate it before adding the second. The other thing that's possible to do for SIBO, it's kind of debated right now in research how important biofilm disruptors are and how virulent the biofilms are of small intestinal bacteria. So we often do not use biofilm disruptors and we get great results without them, but it's good to know for stuck cases, things that you can try. N-acetylcysteine, the N-acetylcysteine by Zymogen has 600 milligrams per caps. So use pretty high dose if you're going to use it as a biofilm disruptor, 3 caps twice a day from meals. That's about 1,800 milligrams twice a day away from meals. You want at least 30 minutes before, 2 hours after meals, if possible. That's really going to help improve its function as a biofilm disruptor. But if somebody's having a hard time remembering or they're just not able to tolerate things in their stomach without meals, you can go ahead and dose that with meals. Another biofilm disruptor is natokinase. So 50 to 100 milligrams twice a day per meals of natokinase. 50 to 100 milligrams twice a day away from meals is what we want of the natokinase. So again, like the NAC with the biofilm, it's better, going to be a little bit better away from meals. So for advanced cases, like I said, Eastern herbs work really well. We go through that in the advanced course. And then next module, we're going to continue on with SIBO treatment. We're going to look at the elemental diet next.